All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of calm and control in a world that feels like it's spinning faster than a fidget spinner on crack. Today, we're diving deep into something powerful: empathy and compassion in our relationships. Ever feel like you're caught in an endless loop of misunderstandings, frustration, or just plain alternate feelings? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing: cultivating empathy and compassion can be your secret weapon to building stronger, more fulfilling connections. We're talking about those bonds that actually lift us up, not drag us down. Think of it as upgrading your emotional software. You'll start seeing people and situations with a whole new lens. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Dylan, empathy and compassion, isn't that just being a pushover? Absolutely not. It's about understanding where someone else is coming from, even if you don't agree with them. It's about stepping outside your own experience and seeing the world through their eyes. And trust me, this powerful shift in perspective can change everything. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started on your empathy and compassion journey. 1. Active listening is your superpower. Seriously, folks, stop thinking about what you're going to say next while someone else is talking. Give them your undivided attention, focus on their words, their tone, their body language. This shows respect and allows you to truly understand their perspective. Think of it like a mental treasure hunt. You're looking for hidden clues and insights that reveal the true meaning behind their words. 2. Feel their feelings. I know, this sounds kinda scary. But try to imagine yourself in their shoes. What emotions might they be experiencing? Don't judge them, just acknowledge those feelings. The simple act of emotional understanding can create a powerful connection and build trust. It's like building bridges instead of walls. 3. Ditch the judgment zone. We all have biases and preconceived notions, but holding onto them in relationships is toxic. Instead of immediately jumping to conclusions or passing judgment, ask yourself, what might be causing this person to act this way? You might be surprised by what you discover. Remember, we're all just trying to navigate this crazy thing called life. 4. Kindness is a choice. It doesn't always come naturally, but choosing kindness over criticism can make a world of difference in your relationships. A simple compliment, a helping hand, or even just a listening ear can go a long way. Think about it, wouldn't the world be a better place if everyone made a conscious effort to be kind? 5. Forgiveness is freedom. Holding on to grudges and past hurts only poisons you. Learning to forgive both yourself and others is essential for cultivating healthy, loving relationships. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened, but it means choosing to let go of the anger and resentment that holds you back. Think of forgiveness as a gift you give yourself freedom from the shackles of the past. You ever feel like you're stuck in a loop with someone? Like every conversation turns into an argument? It's frustrating, right? But what if I told you that applying these principles of empathy and compassion could completely change the dynamic? Imagine this. You're having a disagreement with a loved one. Instead of getting defensive or attacking them, you take a deep breath, try to see their perspective, and actively listen to what they are saying. You acknowledge their feelings, even if you don't agree with them, and express your own feelings calmly and respectfully. What happens? The conversation shifts from a battleground to a space for understanding. That's the magic of empathy and compassion. It breaks down barriers, builds bridges, and transforms conflict into connection. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these principles today. Listen actively, feel their feelings, ditch the judgment zone, choose kindness, and learn to forgive. These simple acts can have a profound impact on your relationships, transforming them from sources of stress into spaces of love, understanding, and genuine connection. Remember, folks, cultivate empathy and compassion. It's not just good for your relationships, it's good for your soul. And as always, keep it stoic, keep it real, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.